find out if bare skin was faster than a lycra suit. It wasn't, and thank God for that. I spent hours in laboratories being tested and measured. I'm an unusual physical specimen, so there was never any shortage of physiologists keen to poke and prod. I found out all manner of unlikely things about myself. I had what was reckoned to be just about the highest ratio of lung capacity to height measured in a UK lab, for instance, that would have made interesting, if creepy, conversation starters at parties, if I had not been so scared of catching a cold that I avoided parties at all costs, along with cinemas and concerts. I sat on planes with a polo neck jumper pulled up to just below my eyes, like Wilfred from the Bash Street Kids. I lived in a world where, one way or another, everything was divided into things that might make me faster and things that might make me slower. Pretty much anything pleasant fell into the second category. Eating sensibly makes you faster. A couple of beers make you slower. A quiet evening with your feet up to recover from a hard day on the bike makes you faster. A night out with your friends makes you slower. But misery and loneliness make you slower too. You don't have to be happy, and you almost certainly aren't, but you have to be able to function sufficiently to get up, have a kilo of porridge for breakfast, and get on your bike. Even the most committed have to choose between speed and sanity. So the question is,